Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After this holiday weekend, more and more businesses will be starting to call employees back into the office. At the same time, they're trying to figure out the best way to do it. Colorado Public Radio's Sarah Mulholland explains why getting back to normal might be harder than expected.
Telecommuting to work in sweatpants has become the norm for many office workers, but that could be coming to an end soon. Companies are now trying to figure out the who, what, when, where, and why of bringing workers back into the office. So far, there are not a lot of solid answers. But one thing a lot of companies agree on, flexibility. Cindy Fukami, a professor of business management at University of Denver, says it can be hard to pin down.
Flexibility for one person is ambiguity for another. So the word flexibility doesn't typically inspire a lot of assurance.
Many companies say post-pandemic office life will retain at least some of the freedoms that people have gotten used to. And absent guidance from the CDC, they're coming up with vastly different ways to approach it. How employees will react is an open question.
You use the word flexibility when there's so much uncertainty that you really can't make hard and fast rules.
Many executives are aiming to have employees back in the office this summer, but they can already see how the pandemic changed the landscape of office work and how that uncertainty makes planning more difficult.
This is like trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube.
That's Oisin Hanrahan, CEO of Angie, the Denver-based company that runs Angie's List and Home Advisor. Hanrahan says his team is questioning a lot of assumptions about the best way and the best place to work. He doesn't think the office will ever go back to what it was.
If you think you're going to go back to exactly where you were before, which is, you know, you're going to have 100% of your people in the office 5 days a week, you know, that seems unlikely.
Julie Cheetah Brown can back that up. She's the chief people officer at Zayo, a telecommunications company based in Boulder. As of now, about 10% of employees are opting to come into the office on an average day. Zayo hasn't decided on whether to have people working 100% remote. But Cheetah Brown says they're not giving up on the office.
I don't think there are many people who are craving coming into the office 5 days a week, but I do think the vast majority of our employees do want to have some core office to go to where they can be with their peers.
She says there will be an area for people who want dedicated space to come in most days and shared space for those that want to come in 1 or 2 days a week. And there will be more common areas for things like training new hires and getting teams together.
There really aren't a lot of things that can't be done at home or in some kind of a flexible manner.
While Angie and Zayo are trying to allow for a good deal of uncertainty in the future of their offices, some companies are issuing formal guidance. Take Crocs. The footwear company just finished building a brand new headquarters just outside of Boulder last summer. Roughly a third of that space is being used now. Chief People Officer Shannon Sisler says Crocs is taking a very structured approach to bringing people back.
We felt like that was really important so we could be fair and consistent across the organization.
To that end, the company created 4 workplace personas: explorers, collaborators, connectors, and residents. Explorers will basically be fully remote, while residents will be in the office full-time. Collaborators and connectors, which is most of the corporate staff, will be in the office 2 to 3 days a week.
There absolutely will be questions as to how we've aligned the roles, and one of the things we've done is really prepared frequently asked questions and talking points for all of our people managers so they can sit down and explain the decision-making.
As companies roll out their plans for bringing workers back in, University of Denver professor Cindy Fukami says they have to think seriously about issues of equity and fairness. There are a lot more questions beyond when to reopen their doors, like who has to come into the office? Will proof of vaccinations be required? Is a particular policy disproportionately impacting people with young children? And is commuting every day worth the climate impact? Zayo's Cheetah Brown says the best thing companies can do is be ready to change their plans.
I don't think anyone really knows what's going to happen in 2022 and beyond. We just want to be as prepared as possible.
After a year in uncharted waters during the pandemic, most companies are simply trying to find the best way forward. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Mulholland.